Good morning, Dave Latlock here, and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 14. A son is promised to Abraham. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the sacred trees of Mamre. As Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the hottest part of the day, he looked up and saw three men standing there. As soon as he saw them, he ran out to meet them, bowing down with his face touching the ground. He said, "Sirs, please do not pass by my home without stopping. I am here to serve you. Let me bring some water for you to wash your feet. You can rest here beneath this tree. I will also bring a bit of food. It will give you strength to continue your journey. You have honored me by coming to my home, so let me serve you." They replied, "Thank you, we accept." Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, take a sack of your best flour and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and picked out a calf that was tender and fat and gave it to the servant, who hurried to get it ready. He took some cream, some milk, and the meat, and set the food before the men. There, under the tree, he served them himself, and they ate. Then they asked him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" "She is there in the tent," he answered. One of them said, "9 months from now, I will come back, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was behind him at the door of the tent, listening. Abraham and Sarah were very old, and Sarah had stopped having a monthly period. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, "Now that I am old and worn out, can I still enjoy sex? And besides, my husband is old too." Then the Lord asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Can I really have a child when I am so old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And I said, "9 months from now I will return, and Sarah will have a son." Amen. This portion of scripture fits well with Andy's message last week, to serve and to be served. We read of Abraham and Sarah's custom to serve strangers with hospitality, a meal, the washing of feet. It was a custom of Jesus's too. It reminded me of a carload of young people who turned up at our house asking for help. Their car had broken down and they needed a bed for the night. We had guests and with no bed spare at all. But we had a hostel next door, and so we gave them a place to sleep and food for breakfast and all the help that we could. It's interesting talking with one of the young men, and I asked him why did he turn to the church. He said his mother had told him, "If you're ever in need, go to the church." Why is that? Because there is compassion there to help in the time of need. This reading also becomes a blessing for Abraham and Sarah, a prophetic word of blessing that will bring forth a child for them. Sarah laughs because it seems impossible. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Sarah gave birth 9 months later. What is your prayer for the Lord today? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is to that is no. But there may be a delay until the time is right. God is able. Over the years, we've seen many answers to prayers. Some were instant, but mostly some we waited for. Because it's God's timing that's important. But none of it is too hard for the Lord. So I want to encourage you to keep on praying and asking for miracles. And God may choose to use you to touch someone and they receive healing. God's timing. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the encouragement of your word and the gifts that we can share with strangers. Help us to be open to these daily challenges as we make available the resources that you have already given to us. Help us to see your amazing grace to us through the answer to our prayers and the way that you do that. Thank you, Lord, for your daily blessing to us in Jesus. Amen.